marching to the Mondo Mount Show. I'm your guest host, the Prince of Darkness, substituting tonight for Mondo Mouth, who is down and out with a bad case of the flu. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. As many of you know, I live part-time in the town of Anytown, USA, where my two children and their mother reside, and this is one of my weekends with my kids, so I'm pitching in this evening for Mondo Mel, and he gave me an email that a viewer wrote, Brenda from Glen Oak wrote, and she wanted to know, of all the movies out there in which the devil is portrayed, which one did I think best represented me? Well, Brenda, that's an excellent question. And actually, my answer is there's three. And I like to refer to them as the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good would be Ray Walston's performance in Damn Yankees. I mean, if there was ever a likable Satan, that would be him. And Lola, boy, whatever she wanted, she got. And I really enjoyed that story, and I thought it was really likable. And I'll tell you this, a little trivia. After that movie came out, business was booming. People couldn't wait to sell their souls to the devil. And we had so many requests for a Lola lookalike that we had to actually go out and recruit some more Lolas. But that was the good. The bad, of course, for me, would be Al Pacino in The Devil's Advocates. And bad, I mean, in a good way. Because who wasn't riveted by his performance? He was just mesmerizing. And when he said, "God is an absentee landlord," I just wept. I wish I could have written a line like that. And so my hat's off to you, Al. You really hit that one out of the park. And then the ugly for me would be Linda Blair in The Exorcist. If anybody was scary and frightening, it had to be Linda Blair's performance. You know, the head spinning around. For those of you who may have watched the director's cut that Friedkin did several years afterwards, her calling down the steps as a spider backward, that was mesmerizing, very riveting. So those are my three. The good being Ray Walston in Damned Yankees, the bad being Al Pacino in Devil's Advocate, and the ugly Linda Blair in The Exorcist. Brenda, thank you very much for your email. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have this evening. I mean, I may be the Prince of Darkness, but I'm no miracle worker when you just thrust a mic in my face and say, go on the air and be funny. Anyway, this is the Prince of Darkness reminding you that when I'm in Anytown, USA, I listen to the Mondo Mouth Show, and you should too, or else there'll be hell to pay.